All right, and welcome to another Frag Dolls podcast. I'm Jinx with the Frag Dolls, and today I'm talking with Koo, the business manager of Penny Arcade, about Child's Play, Penny Arcade's annual charity for children's hospitals. Koo, what can you tell me first off about how Child's Play started out? Obviously, this is a very unusual thing.
Well, yeah, it actually is not your traditional charity. It is more of a system of wish lists that are organized on Amazon.com, where each hospital in our Child's Play network, we actually have 22 in total, each hospital has their own wish list set up, and people can go in, log in, see what a particular hospital wants as far as games or consoles or books or other toys, and they'll go ahead and buy it, and the toy will get shipped directly to the hospital. So what that means is that it actually never comes through us. It's just a matter of directing all these people to do good things, and which kind of answers your original question of, you know, where did the idea come from, that sort of thing. It was kind of back in November of 2003 where we realized that we just had this incredible community and we had this power and this sort of ability to tell people about games and about community events, and we were thinking, well, hey, why not direct people to do good things? And that was sort of the original spawning idea of Child's Play.
Okay, and I remember this is the third year, but the first year you guys did actually have some of the toys and things coming through you. I saw pictures of several semis, and that was obviously a lot of work. So you've changed that now from you guys hauling these toys off of the semis yourself to going directly to the hospitals.
Yeah, actually, what happened was we didn't really realize, like, when you do this, you don't think that the response is going to be what actually happened. I mean, our first year, we ended up raising over $250,000 in toys, and when you think of all of those toys going into Gabe's garage, then you start to realize, wow, you know, maybe there was a better way to do this. Because I remember the first day, what was it? A USPS driver came by with his truck, not just a standard postal truck. It was more of like a U-Haul sized truck, and Gabe said to him, "Hey man, is this gonna be happening every day?" And the USPS driver actually said, "Yeah, you know, I actually have three more of these at the office." So it was pretty crazy. Like every day, we would go there and unpack toys for 3 to 4 hours, and then at one point in time, we realized that that couldn't work because even the cardboard alone was taking up all the garage space. So Amaze Entertainment, which is located in Kirkland, Washington, went ahead and donated some of their space downstairs where we could use for storage that first year, and that really saved us.
Yeah, that was awesome, just seeing all of that. So $250,000 the first year overall, but how much did you raise the second year? It was significantly higher than that, wasn't it?
It was $310,000. So the first year it was Seattle only, and the second year we went ahead and expanded the network to 5 hospitals nationwide, and that garnered $310,000 total. And then for this year, I'm not sure whether I'm ruining anything as far as the spoil and whatnot, because right now it's $420,000 on our site, but we're gonna break probably $550,000 this year, which is pretty remarkable, given that I remember when we first started the drive this year, we were thinking to ourselves, yeah, you know what, this is a great cause and everything, but there are so many things that happened this year between the hurricanes and just all these great causes to donate to. And we were like, yeah, you know, it really doesn't really matter as far as breaking records this year. We're just not going to do it this year. But again, the community just kind of came out and responded in a way that, again, we were completely surprised by.
Yeah, well, and you also expanded beyond the U.S. this year, didn't you? You have several hospitals overseas even that are receiving donations.
Correct. We have 3 international hospitals, 1 in the U.K. and 2 in Canada, and we're working on getting Germany and Australia and Japan on board for next year. So, you know, we'll cross our fingers for that.
Yeah, how many total hospitals are involved? So it went from 1 to 3 to now there's a lot.
Now there's 22. So
22, that's a big jump.
It's a big jump and it's a lot to manage, but you know, it was really the direction that it needed to go. We've got, for the first year, we're Penny Arcade is local to Seattle, so the first year it was Seattle only. But we realized, hey, you know what? I mean, Seattle needs toys, great, but there are so many other hospitals out there that also need these toys because, you know, children, it turns out that there are children in all parts of the world, so we had to satiate that need.
I'm sorry, did you say there are children all over the world?
As it turns out, I know, it's ridiculous. I was astounded when the numbers came in.
Yeah, well, and the huge jump in the number of hospitals isn't the only thing that's changed this year. I did hear that at your charity dinner last week, somebody paid $20,000 to appear in the Penny Arcade comic. Now, last year, some friends pooled together and paid $10,000, right?
Actually, what happened was, now, you have to understand that during the live auction procedures of the proceedings of the charity event, Gabe and Tycho are the auctioneers. So it generally is more of like an entertaining thing as opposed to actually having good auctioneers up there. Because I remember the first year what happened was we put this up for the block. We put this, the appear in a Penny Arcade strip up on the block, and it was like $50, $100, $200, $500, $750, $1,000. And the guys kind of freaked out. They were like, you know, no one should be paying this much for to appear in a strip. And they were like, you know, let's go ahead and say whoever wants to pay $1,000 the first year to go ahead and you know, you can have it. So I believe two people went ahead and said, you know, we would go ahead and do that. One was, I can't remember. Oh, it was the 501st from Seattle as well as Red versus Blue.
Okay.
And this year we were like, yeah, you know, we'll see. Let's see how high this can actually go. And so, again, it started at $50, I think. And then it went to $100, $250, $500, $1,000, $5,000, then $10,000. Then all of a sudden there was this bidding war between these two people, which oddly enough were seated at the same table. So they were just like sitting right next to each other. And it was 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And then the last guy said 20. And that pretty much ended it. And there you go.
It
was crazy.
What was his story?
Well, apparently he's a huge fan of Penny Arcade, no doubt.
Oh, we all are.
Huge fan of Penny Arcade, and also a huge fan of what we do. I believe that, you know, he has had, he was in a hospital at one point in time and understood that these hospitals need these forms of entertainment in order to really properly service the kids that are there, because, man, I'm not sure if you've ever been to a hospital, but it is boring. Boring as hell.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough not to, but I've seen the kinds of TV programs that they run.
Nickelodeon can only go for so long, you know?
Yeah,
turns
for
out
sure.
They just run the same crap over and over.
Yeah, so I think it's great what you guys are doing. Obviously, you've put a lot of yourselves into it, a lot of hard work. And you've also rallied a lot of businesses around you. You said Amaze the first year, and also Red versus Blue had contributed. But now you have a lot more business partners, don't you? Like a lot more, even gaming companies have stepped in to help contribute.
I think that what's great is that as Penny Arcade continues to succeed and become a larger name in the game industry, we're actually able to pull Child's Play into it and be like, hey, you know what, this is something we do as well. So
right.
All the business that we do throughout the year with Penny Arcade, we are always able to tie in. I was like, look, there's this great charity that we run, and it would be really great if you could help us out. And like some of the big names this year were Blizzard, Red Game Tools, Microsoft, Bungie, Hard OCP, just tons and tons of corporate contributors. And really, they came out and really surprised us, just like our readers, really. We didn't expect the level of success from our corporate contributions, but they came out and really proved us wrong.
Yeah, well, I think that this is something that really everybody can get behind. And it's been, you know, it's been a Cinderella story for the gaming culture, for Penny Arcade. And how is the, you know, the rest of the world, the normal people, I guess, how do they take it when they hear about this thing that you guys are doing? Are they surprised?
I think they're surprised, and at the same time, we always come at it from the same angle, which is, you know, this is something that we are trying this is something that we're trying to help with. Like, there's a problem out there, and we're trying to fix it. It's funny because I remember originally there was always a lot of skepticism with, oh yeah, well, you know, do you really have good intentions? And the fact of the matter is that, yeah, we're a registered charity now. We don't take any administrative fees. Like, none of us actually get paid for this. We're just donating our time. All the money that comes in goes directly to the hospitals, or goes to toys, or goes to research directly, that, you know, directly affects kids in these situations. And you know, I think that you can't really not get behind it. Like you said, it's something that you can't turn your nose up to. There's no way around it. You have to get behind it.
Yeah, when it's so obviously an amazing thing, especially for these kids, it's really hard to say, oh, nah. I mean, you can't even really not contribute. Everybody I know is all about contributing to Child's Play. You know, there's the Amazon wish list, which is, in my opinion, a great thing, because it makes it so easy to see exactly what to give and say, yeah, I can afford this, I can contribute it. Have you had some really surprisingly large donations from people through that?
I'm sorry, you're going to have to repeat the question.
Sorry.
Gabe came in and tried to...
I will smack him around a little
I'm
bit.
I'm doing an interview! Okay, then now he tried to shoot me with a Nerf gun. Okay.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas.
Jinx says Merry Christmas. Jinx, I'm doing a Frag Dolls podcast. Don't... Ow! My face.
Are you there? Are you alive?
I'm in the middle of it. Hold on. Do you want to say goodbye to Jinx? Hold on.
Hello, Jinx.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
It's good. I'm about to leave on vacation, and I was just saying goodbye to Robert.
In a very nice way, I hear.
Well, yeah, the way that I know that Christmas has started, it's kind of a tradition, is to shoot Robert in the face with a dart.
Well, you seem to be doing a fantastic job. Cracks
yeah,
out
I'm
in.
Gonna, I'm going to go do it again right now, all right?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good Christmas.
Ow! We have a 4-foot rule, okay? Anyway.
Four-foot
I'm sorry,
rule.
I'm back.
No. It was very... Nice.
There was a new innovation. I'm sorry to steer this away from Child's Play for half a second. There was a new innovation in darts, which have like little Velcro tips. Then they're supposed
I'm sorry,
to
speak up.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now, sir.
There was a new innovation in dart technology, which included little Velcro tips. Hold on, I'm getting a hug now. Merry Christmas to you.
Aww, hugs.
Which had little Velcro tips, which are supposed to stick to clothing and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But the fact is we don't aim for the body, okay? We go for the head. And those things really sting now. And so he just got me in the cheek, and I got a welt.
Oh, did you get a matching one on the other side at least?
No. He left before he had a chance to.
Well, maybe you can have Tycho take care of that one.
Whatever. Anyway,
we're talking about Child's Play now.
Yes.
So I was asking if you've had any surprisingly large donations through Amazon. Like, is anything coming close to the $20,000? Or?
Yeah, I will say that there are a few individual donations that do come close to the 20K mark on that comic strip. Actually, that one bidder that ended up winning the comic strip ended up spending over $30,000 at that night. So.
Wow, that's
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm a little bit speechless. Like, I don't know how to describe it. If I say that's amazing, it's not. That doesn't sound like it's enough to really do it justice. That somebody just gave $30,000 to kids for Christmas.
Yeah, the guy's incredible.
Yeah.
If he's out there listening, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you from all of us too. We really appreciate it. You're an awesome person. But for all of us normal people who don't have $30,000 to get involved but want to give anyway, we can do that through Amazon.com.
Actually, the best place to go is childsplaycharity.org, and from there you'll see a map that you can select which region you want to donate to, and from there you'll go to amazon.com and make your purchase. Or if you want to contribute either via check or PayPal, those options are on childsplaycharity.org as well.
All right. So the main gateway is childsplaycharity.org, and what's the deadline for people to really try and contribute to this?
our drive ends on at the end of the year, but to be honest, like, we do accept donations throughout the year, but we do always make our big Christmas push during the holiday season.
Of course, of course. So you can donate anytime, but it is Christmas, and let's try and get them out for the holidays, right?
Correct.
All right, so I mean, I've covered pretty much all my main points, asked everything that I need to, except, you know, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about darts, or maybe I'll get a hold of Gabe for that. But I do want to end just with, there's a letter that is on childsplaycharity.org. It's a letter from somebody who was in a children's hospital. And I really liked it, so I'll just read it really quick. It says, when I was 5 years old, I was hit by a car and spent the next 6 months in the hospital relearning how to breathe, walk, and move like I used to. During that time, I was in my bed for the first 2 months and in rehabilitation for the following four. Throughout my time in the hospital, I have one really strong memory that makes me smile, and that's when I was finally able to leave my bed and visit the playroom. And the most vivid thing I remember about that first trip to the playroom and seeing and playing was seeing and playing my first arcade machine. They had an old Pong machine with the rollerball and dual screen. It is my first memory in the world of gaming, and one of few but very special good memories I have from that ordeal. It is a true honor and privilege to give back to those hospitals that give hope to children around the world, and it is a true honor to know that gamers around the world are showing our true colors. Marshall Anderson. And so this is, it's obviously a much older letter. This is back, you know, back in the days of Pong, but now you guys are doing this on a large scale. Like, so thousands and thousands of kids are going to benefit from this, and I want to say thank you from all of us.
Hey, no problem.
You guys do an amazing job.
It's not us. It is the gaming industry and the gaming community as a whole. Like, all we do is organize this, but everyone else is the one that comes out and donates and contributes in the manner that they do. And I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to everyone as well.
Yeah, thank you to everybody, and thank you to Penny Arcade for giving us an opportunity to help people that we don't know to have a good Christmas.
Hey, so what do we do?
All right, everybody, check out childsplaycharity.org for information on how you can contribute to the charity. Thank you to penny-arcade.com for their comics and, of course, for their involvement in Child's Play. And keep checking back on fragdolls.com for any of our future podcast episodes. This is Jinx with the Frag Dolls, wishing you a Merry Christmas.